This is The Naked Scientist with me, Ben Valsler, and with Dave Ansell. And we'll return to our topic of making new metals shortly when we hear how Rolls-Royce take a new alloy and turn it into part of an aeroplane engine. But first, a protein associated with Alzheimer's disease has been seen to cause damage to the blood vessels of the brain, ultimately leading to a leaky blood-brain barrier and an increased risk of neurodegenerative disease. But identifying this mechanism now offers new targets for treating and even preventing the disease. APOE4 is one of three common forms of a certain human protein and is a major genetic risk factor for Alzheimer's disease, as well as being associated with poor recovery from brain injury. Now, research published in the journal Nature shows that APOE4 activates a pro-inflammatory pathway in pericytes. These are cells that are found in the walls of brain capillaries, and they're responsible for regulating blood flow and controlling the blood-brain barrier. When this pathway is activated, it leads to an increased uptake of toxins in the brain. It essentially introduces a leak into the blood-brain barrier. Now, the blood-brain barrier plays an essential role in allowing nutrients in and keeping toxins out of the brain, and so dysfunction of this barrier can lead to damage and ultimately neurodegenerative disease, including the build-up of plaques that are characteristic of Alzheimer's. Robert Bell from the University of Rochester in New York and his colleagues targeted a particular component of this pathway, cyclophilin A, and this is a protein which is inhibited by the other forms of APOE, so the healthier forms, and it's also known to be involved in blood vessel damage elsewhere in the body. It's implicated in heart disease as well as in Alzheimer's. Mice carrying the APOE4 gene express 5 times more cyclophilin A than those carrying the other versions of the gene, so it's obviously a very good target. And in fact, when it was blocked in mice, either genetically or by using an immune suppressant drug called cyclosporine, this reversed the damage and it dramatically cut the leakiness of brain vessels. Now, this offers a very good target for treating or preventing the damage that could ultimately lead to Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's, as it's the most common form of dementia in older adults, is certainly something we need to look at.
Sounds very hopeful.